What a great song to sing, and what a great classic song written in the time of slavery in the world history of the world, and still relevant for us. We are all set free because of what Christ has done on the cross. So, well, good morning, everybody. Are you well? Are you tired? Good. Well, I don't know why everybody, or not everybody, people always ask me in the morning, how did you sleep? I never sleep well at retreats, but I don't expect to sleep well. You know, if I wanted to sleep, I would stay at home. So we're here for other things, and it's good to be together to sing and to fellowship and to hear God's word and, you know, enjoy the fresh air. So I'm glad you're here this weekend. So welcome to those who maybe just arrived last night or early this morning. I'm going to introduce our speaker. He's pastor at South Bay Bible Church in San Jose. There's too many of these South Bay, and I'm glad there's not a Chinese in there. There'd be too many C's like our church. So he's a pastor there. His background is in counseling, master's in counseling. He also went to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. He and his son, who also graduated from Moody, actually his wife also graduated from Moody, but he and his son served together, co-pastors at their church. So it's a really great thing to have them, you know, to see a father and son pastor together. So I know Pastor Albert from monthly prayer meetings. You know, about a dozen or so pastors, we get together once a month. Together and pray, just to share and pray. And so I've gotten to know Pastor Albert a little bit through that. And as he shared his stories with us, you know, in the last couple of days, I've gotten a little bit to know him a little bit more, and his really his love and passion for life. And it's come out in some of the stories that he's told, like, you know, the skydiving and then the mountain biking last night in our English session. I've realized he really likes dangerous things, extreme sports, and that's really his personality, right? He says, I think this is kind of your life statement. If there is a mountain, you'll climb it. If there's a lake, you want to swim it, right? And you know, he really wants to get into things. And I think that you know, for us this weekend, that passion for life, you know, has spilled over, or maybe it's the other way around. His love for God, his love for God's word and for God's kingdom, his passion for that is spilled over into the rest of his life. But I think that's what Pastor Albert has, as at least for me, has really shared. And so he's going to come up and give this morning's message. So help me welcome Pastor Albert Yu.
Thank you so much. Oh, I thought you were going to stand next to me.
I will.
Okay, all right. No, it's okay. So, the worship leader talked about how the reason why the theme of this service is to be separated and to be holy unto God. And so the verse for today is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15.
今天我要跟大家分享的经文是以弗所书第五章第十七节.
So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. If anything that you forget over the retreat, don't forget this.
如果你忘了今天在退休会所听到的，请不要忘记以下.
So this is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 in your Bible.
在你的圣经是以弗所书第五章第十七节.
He says that be very careful.
他这里说到不要做糊涂人.
Then how you should live, not as unwise, but as wise.
不要做糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何.
Making the most of every opportunity.
要爱惜光阴.
Okay, let's just let me repeat again.
让我再一次的重复.
Be very careful then how you live.
你要谨慎你如何的生活.
Not as unwise, but as wise.
不是做糊涂人, 乃是要做智慧人.
Making the most of every opportunity.
要把握你所有的每一个机会。
We are called to be holy.
我们呼召要来圣洁。
And one of the ways to be holy is to live wisely.
如何过圣洁的生活就是要分别为圣。
So again, as we meditate on this verse,
今天早上当我们来思想这段经文的时候
be very careful then,
请你谨慎
how you should live.
你要如何的来生活
not as unwise,
不是做糊涂人
but as wise,
乃是做智慧人
making the most of every opportunity.
要把握你所有的每一个机会
Let's take a moment to pray on this verse.
让我们为这段经文一起来祷告
God, we know that through your Bible, there are many, many instructions for us.
天父，我们知道在你的圣言里面充满了许多的教导。
And we know that's not to stop us.
我们知道它不是要来阻止我们。
But that's to help us.
乃是要来帮助我们。
How to live a better life.
让我们如何过得更好。
How to live a wiser life.
让我们如何过一个智慧的人生。
And I pray that God, we can understand that and live it in our hearts.
求主你帮助我们真的是把这样的经文活在我们的生命的里面。
And I pray,
我向你祈求
that God, your words will touch the lives of people in this room.
你的话也可以来感动这里的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Because you promise God,
因为你应许我们
that your words that has been preached will not return void.
因为你的话不会突然回返。
And I pray that God, it will touch the life of the people here.
我祈祷这段经文可以来感动这里的每一位。
Please use me as your instrument this morning.
请你使用讲言还有翻译的。
For I pray and ask all this in Jesus' most
precious name. 我们奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So again, it said, be very careful.
这段经文说到要很小心谨慎。
So you notice in the Bible, but sometimes say, oh, don't do this, don't do that. But it said, be very careful.
当他特别讲要谨慎的时候。
Why do we have to live a wise life? Why?
为什么我们要过一个智慧的人生?
Because, you know, in many ways, we are pretty dumb people.
因为其实我们蛮愚昧的。
You know that, in the Bible, one of the, illustration of human being is that we are sheep.
在圣经里面他用羊来形容人。
And also, we all don't own sheep, right? How many of us own sheep?
没有人拥有羊吧?
Anyone own sheep?
有没有人拥有一只羊?
You did.
You have
sheep, right?
你有羊对不对
But you have sheep too.
哦，你也有。
Okay, so wow, that's amazing. Because
太稀奇了。
I never seen any kind of sheep around my neighborhood.
因为我从来没有在我的社区看到任何的羊。
But what I learned about sheep,
我学习到羊一样是。
Sheep are not very smart people.
羊
are not very smart.
不太聪明的人。
Is it right? Sheep are not very smart.
羊不太聪明吧。
Are they smart?
他们聪明吗
They are not very smart, right?
他们不太聪明。
In fact, you know, you can just lead them down a cliff and they'll just jump off the cliff.
其实如果他们在悬崖边他们就要这样掉下去了。
And some of the illustration about human being, from the Bible is that we are like sheep, you know. And the song that we sung, prone to wander.
圣经里面就常用羊来形容还有我们所念的圣经就讲我们会迷失。
Like, you know the song that we sung just now?
我们刚才所唱的诗歌讲到我们会迷失。
We are prone to leave God.
我们会远离上帝。
Prone to be lost.
我们会迷失自己。
That's our tendency, like sheep.
这是我们就有羊的特性。
And say, be very careful.
所以这里提到你要谨慎。
Live as wise people, not as unwise people.
要小心，不要做糊涂人，要做智慧人。
So in the movie, right? Do you know this movie about the dumb and dumber?
大家知道，中文是翻译成阿呆跟阿瓜。
Okay. How many of you have not seen this movie?
谁没有看过这部电影？是1994年的电影。
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
It's so dumb that sometimes you cannot stand it anymore.
真的是笨到你都会想着不可理喻。
Yeah. But this is in the movies.
这是在电影里面。
This is Hollywood.
这是好莱坞。
This is for them to make money from us.
这是他们为了从我们身上赚钱。
This thing does not really happen in real life.
这是在现实生活不会发生的。
But it does happen in real life.
可是其实真的发生了。
So there was these two guys.
有两个年轻人。
I don't know whether they're 年轻 but two guys.
Okay. 两个人。
And they decided to say, "Man, you know, we're gonna rob this place."
他们说我们要打劫一个地方。
We're gonna break into this house.
我们要打劫一个房子。
Then they say, okay, since we're breaking into this house, we need a disguise.
既然我们要抢劫，那我们就要伪装自己咯。
So how do we disguise ourselves so that, you know, they cannot see our face, right?
我们将伪装，他们不能够认出我们来。
So happened that they have a permanent marker.
他们想要用那种永久性的那种笔，标志笔。
So they use a permanent marker and mark their face.
他们就把自己伪装起来。
So permanent marker, remember, it's not a mask.
造那种笔，它不是一个面具。
And obviously, you know,They try to break in the house. They can't break into the house.
很显然，他们想要盗窃，可是没有办法。
They broke in and then they ran away.
然后他们逃跑。
And then of course they called the police.
然后就被报警了。
And the police caught up with them.
警察就找到他们。
Because they didn't realize that they are called permanent marker for some reason.
他们没有想到这永久性的那个笔是有原因的。
But so they try to clean it away. They can.
因为当你要想要把它除去的时候，
so they were actually caught with permanent marker on their face.
他们其实被抓的时候，脸上都已经涂满了。
So you know, see how sometimes how dumb people are.
你没有想到，有些我们人就是那么的愚昧。
So another case in Minneapolis.
另外一个事件。
Minneapolis.
在 Minneapolis 地方。
This guy went and robbed a house.
同样的，也是一个抢劫。
But the problem with this generation,
这一代的问题是
they were so addicted to Facebook.
他们很喜欢脸书。
So when he was robbing the place, after robbing the place, the computer is there and he logged into his Facebook.
他打完街，他就在脸书上跟世人说，哦，我在这里。
I don't know why he did that, but he did that.
我不知道他为何这么做，他做了。
So he logged into his Facebook.
他进入他的脸书的户口。
Maybe there's something important he didn't need to tell his mom or dad. I don't know.
可能忘了告诉他妈还是怎么样的。
But the problem is that when he left, he did not log out of the Facebook.
问题是他在离开的时候忘了从那户口里面出来。
So he was arrested.
同样，他就被抓了。
There's many more, but I want to just tell one more, right?
还有很多，我只概告诉你一个故事。
So in North Carolina,
在 North Carolina 那个地方
，there was this guy.
有这个男生。
He has been robbing places for 9 months.
他一直到处抢钱，有九个月这么长的时间。
The police have no way to catch him. Like, where is this guy? Can't catch this guy.
警察束手无策。
In North Carolina.
在 North Carolina 的这地方。
So one day.
有一天。
He was arrested.
他被抓了。
You know why he was arrested?
你知道他是怎么样被抓的吗？
He won the donut contest, eating contest.He won he was champion of the donut contest.
他赢了一个 donut 比赛的冠军。
But the donut contest was organized by the police force.
因为那个比赛是警察所办举的一个比赛。
So you know, see how sometimes people do kind of silly things, right?
知道没事我们会做一些愚昧的事情。
And God said, be very careful.
神说你要谨慎。
Live as wise, not as unwise.
要过智慧的人生而不是做糊涂人。
And you say, oh, these people from Minneapolis.
你知道这些是从 Minneapolis 过来的这些人。
These people are from North Carolina.
他是从 North Carolina 过来的。
We are from Silicon Valley.
我们是在硅谷这个地方。
We are smarter than that.
我们都是很有智慧的。
I have three cases, like what the Pastor Eugene was saying, that I'm also a counselor.
我有三个个案。
I have three clients right now.
我有三个客人，因为我也做辅导工作。
These clients are all, you know, they are all like, you know, big shots in Silicon Valley.
他们在这里都是有头有脸的人。
And three of them, all their wives came to see me. Different people, three wives.
三个不同的人。
One of them, the wife came to see me because, the husband, I guess, girlfriend, somewhat, what do you call them? Girlfriend or what? Someone, not their wife.What do you call that? Oh, mistress, okay.
就是类似小三，有个太太来找我，她先生有一个是类似像小三。
And she sent a package to her home, their own home. And the wife saw that, what is that? This package from this woman to my husband, what is that?
那个小三寄给她的先生一个包裹。
So that was one case, that's the wife found out that.
这是她的老太太如何发现这件事情。
Found out that he committed adultery.
原来她在犯奸淫。
So another case,
另外一个个案
，same thing，
同样的
，he logged into his face his account email， but he did not log out of his main email。
同样的，他进入他的脸书的户口，没有从那边出来。
And from the email， the wife saw he was conversing with another woman.
从他邮件里面，太太发现其实他在跟另外一个女士有沟通。
Very intimate conversation.
是很亲密的一个交通。
And this men are very smart people. They are, you know, director of company.
这些男士都有很好的位置在公司。
Why do they do such stupid things?
为什么他们做这么愚昧的事情呢？
And one of them, the phone.
其中一个人。
Texting.
也同样是在那边有邮件。
Left the phone on the kitchen counter.
把他的电话留在厨房那边。
And wife was just looking, so wow.
太太就不小心看到了。
Texting another woman.
原来他在跟另外一个女士有交往。
So, you know, we do dumb stuff.
我们做很愚昧的事情。
Sometimes we do it because we are just dumb. We don't
know. 有时候我们会这么做，因为我们就是那么的愚昧。
And we look at ourselves saying, oh, I will never fall into that.
当我们看自己，我们说，哎呀，我绝对不会做这样的事。
But God warned us.
可是神警告我们。
Be very careful how you should live.
请谨慎你如何的生活。
As not as unwise, but as wise.
不要做糊涂人，那要做智慧人。
So the question is that, how do we live wisely? That's our question for today.
我们今天的问题就是，我们如何过一个智慧的人生？
How do we live wisely?
我们如何过一个智慧的人生？
So you notice that every end of the year, like last year,
你知道像每年年底的时候，就像去年，
they will publish whether in Time magazine and all these magazines,
不管在不同的杂志，包括时代杂志。
You see people, you know, who die.
你会看有些已经过世的人。
Some people die because of sicknesses.
有些是因为病痛。
Some people die because of addiction.
有些是因为毒瘾。
And some people die of old age.
有人死就是因为年老。
So, and how many of you use Google?
谁是用谷歌？
Look at that, right? Most of you use Google, right?
大多数的人。
And, I think that's how, where's Pastor Dave?
大卫。王大卫牧师传道在哪里？
Probably playing basketball somewhere.
又是在打篮球。
Anyway, he told me how he found me was he Googled me. He Googled me.
他说他怎么找到我，就是用谷歌去寻找到我。
Oh, who's this Pastor Albert? Let me Google him.
这个叶牧师是谁？终于找到了。
And you know what Google say about how long we live?
你知道 Google 怎么样形容我们在这里居住了多久吗？
Google, of course you know Google, right?
你知道吗？ You know? 谷歌。
Very accurate.
非常的准确。
They say that average people live 78.6 years.
他说我们一般人的长寿 78.5 岁。
78.6.
哦 ,78.6.
What do you say?
点五。
Oh, oh, come on, it's okay.
I'll be precise.
Yeah, okay. 78.6. And, think about it. Is it true?
请思想一下，这正确吗？
It's pretty true, right?
其实是蛮正确的。
A lot of people pass away between, you know, around that age.
后人很多人在大数在大概78岁左右过世。
So let's see what the Bible say.
让我们来看圣经如何的说。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
大家所熟悉的诗篇90篇。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
诗篇90篇第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
诗篇90篇第十节。
He said, "The length of our days."
他说我们一生
is how many years?
多少岁
70 years.
70岁
Or what? Or 80 if we have what? The strength.
若是强壮，可到80岁
Google say how much?
谷歌怎么说
78.6.
78.6岁
Google is in the year. 2015.
谷歌是在2015年。
This is like 3000 BC.
这段经年是大概是主前3000年。
This scripture.
这段经文是写于主前3000年。
Right? I mean, maybe 1500, depending how you count it.
算你怎么做这个算数。
And God already told us it's between 70 and 80 years.
神已经清楚表明告诉我们是大约在70岁或80岁左右。
And we look at how wise God is, right?
我们就看神何等的有智慧。
We are talking about thousand and thousand years ago, God already said that.
我们是讲到说，这么多年前神已经启示我们。
And now Google is saying the same thing.
然后谷歌到如今才这么说。
With all the advanced scientific research, it's still the same thing.
用所有最先进的这样的调查以后才得出的结论。
So, is God wise?
难道上帝没有智慧吗？
God is certainly wise.
神当然是充满智慧。
And God is full of wisdom, and that's why He wants to pass the wisdom to us. He wants us to live a wise life.
神是充满智慧，所以他也想我们信靠他的人也拥有这样的一个智慧。
So turn to Psalm 39 verse 4.
请你翻到诗篇39篇第四节。
It says, show me. Psalm 39 verse 4.
在这里说到耶和华启示我。
Show me, O Lord.
耶和华求你叫我晓得。
My life ends and the number of my days.
我生之中和我的寿数几何。
Let me know how fleeting is my life.
叫我知道我的生命不长。
So the first point in terms of how to live a wise life.
如何过一个有智慧的人生，第一点。
Is to know our time on this earth is limited.
就知道我们在世间的时间是有限的。
It's only 70 or 80.
是大约70到80岁。
And maybe some of you take a vitamin from Costco, so you go up to 90.
可能有些人从 Costco 吃了一些维他命，所以你可能活到90岁。
But it's still around that same period.
大概是这样的一个年间。
We have to understand that our time doesn't go forever on earth.
我们要明白，我们不会永远的活下去在地上。
And that's why God said, "Why are you laying up treasure on earth?"
所以他说，为什么你存财宝在地上呢？
Where moth comes and things corrupt.
会有虫咬，会朽坏。
But lay up treasure in heaven.
存你的宝在天上。
When nothing will corrupt.
是没有东西被把它毁坏。
So the first wise thing that we can do for our life is to understand that life on earth is very short.
我们可以为我们人生做有一个智慧的决定，就是要明白说我们在地上的时间是有限的。
And our life on earth is limited.
我们在世上的时间是有限的。
So you go back to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 again.
请回到以弗所书第五章第十五节。
So it says here, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise,but as wise, making the most of every opportunity.
你要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，但像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
So one thing is to realize that our time on earth is limited.
我们要明白到说我们在世上的时间是有限的。
I did not bury three of them, but I buried two of them this year.
我已经为两个人举行了那个葬礼。
One of them was my friend who lived far away, and he died at the age of 57.
是我一个远方的住在远方的朋友，他大概57岁。
And then I have a church member who died during Memorial Weekend.
我一个会友是在王兵纪念日那个过世。
65 years old.
65岁。
And I have a member who passed away last week.
我一个会友上个礼拜过世。
70 years old.
70岁。
So I see death all the time.
我常常有这样的一个经历。
But we also realize that those who believe and trust in God have peace even at that time of death.
我们都知道，相信耶稣的人在那段艰难的时间仍然有平安。
Just like Paul, the Apostle Paul said.
就像保罗所说的。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着是基督。
But if I die, it's gain because I'm in heaven.
如果死了也是为基督，是得益处。
So, understand first of all that our life on earth is limited.
明白到我们在这世上的时间是有限的。
And secondly,
第二点，
make the most of every opportunity.
要爱惜光阴。
It's not just make use of the time during retreat.
不是利用你在山上的时间而已。
Not just making time when you're on Sunday.
而不是在周日、主日而已。
Not just making time when you come home from work.
不是从你下班以后而已。
It says here, make the most of every opportunity.
是讲到你要把握你所拥有的每一个机会。
It means all kinds of circumstances.
不管不同的一个情况。
All kinds of situations.
不管的情况里面。
We are to make use of every opportunity.
我们要好好使用上帝给我们的机会。
So that's why, you know, and Eugene talked about how, you know, I love the Word of God, and that's what the word of God is. You know, you ask the question, okay, say here, make the most of every opportunity.
中牧师说到我很爱上帝的话，是的，这里就讲到说神说你要把握每一个机会。
So it's, what kind of opportunity are we talking about?
我们到底这里所提到的机会是什么呢？
And if you study the word of God,
如果你读上帝的话，
because when you seek after God,
当你寻求上帝的时候，
you're looking for answer from God,
当你寻求上帝的答案的，
because you want to get to know God,
因为你要认识上帝，
God will tell you the answer.
神会向你启示。
So look at Galatians chapter 6 verse 10.
请看大家看加拉太书第六章第十节。
Ephesians tell you to make use of every opportunity.
以弗所说提到说你要把握每一个机会。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 tell you why and how.
加拉太书告诉你如何做，为什么要这么做。
He say Galatians chapter 6 verse 10.
加拉太书第六章第十节。
Therefore as we have what? Opportunity, yeah. There we go.
所以有了机会。
Let us do what?
我们要如何行?
Let us do good to all people.
就当向众人行善。
And then what else did he say?
然后他说什么呢?
Especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
向信徒一家更当这样。
You know, it's so interesting that they say that, right?
这么说法是很有趣的。
Because he say, do good to all people.
因为他想说向众人行善。
And then he say, especially to the people that you know.
然后他说，特别是像你所认识的人。
Because if you know someone, say, I know the person. I don't like the person at all.
我认识这个人，可是我真的很不喜欢这个人。
I don't want to do any good for him or for her.
我不要为他来行善。
Because you know the person so well.
因为你太认识这个人了。
And sometimes as husband and wife, we do that.
有时候作为夫妻，我们就会这个样子。
We take our spouse for granted.
我们把一切都当成理所当然的。
And we felt that I know you so well already.
因为我太认识你了。
And therefore, I do not need to think about that or even to be concerned about that.
我就不用考虑这么多。
But he said, do good to everyone, especially to people that you know.
这里教导我们当向众人行善，特别向你所认识的人。
You know how sometimes, okay, let me say, there are some kids here who are not parents yet.
有些还这里的人可能还不是父母亲。
There are parents here.
有些有父母亲在我们当中。
Sometimes, do you feel that sometimes you are more gentle to other kids than to your own kids?
有没有你觉得说有时候你对别人的孩子好过你对你自己的孩子呢？
You are more generous to other kids than to your own kids.
你对你别人的孩子好像比较比你自己的孩子还更大方。
I see people nodding their heads.
我看到有人点点头。
Because it's so much easy to be too nice to be someone that you do not know.
因为对你不认识人好一点是比较容易的。
But for someone that you know, say, did you finish your homework yet?
你对你好，你会问他，你已经把功课做完了吗？
Did you practice your piano yet?
你有没有练琴？
Don't talk to me until that is done.
等做完这些来才跟我交谈吧。
But to other kids, you want a soda? Yeah, just go.
你说你要喝汽水，没问题，你就去拿吧。
Hey, how's your mom doing?
You want to, 你的妈如何了？
You want me to make you a sandwich? I'll make you a sandwich.
你要我给你做三文治，没问题，我帮你做。
And to your kids,
对你的孩子。
What? You have a broken hand?
啊，你手断了吗？
Do good to everyone.
向当向众人行善。
Especially to the one that you know and are close to you.
特别是跟你亲近的那些人。
Husband and wife, don't take your husband or your wife for granted.
夫妻们不要把很多事情当成理所当然。
Remember the word. What's the word?
请记得。
Especially.
你这里说的当向。
You do good to everyone.
你对每个人行善。
But especially those close.
更当要这样，特别是你亲爱的人。
God put you there for a reason.
神把你放在这个位置是有原因的。
To love one another.
要彼此相爱。
To care for one another.
彼此关怀。
So the opportunity is to do good to everyone.
有了机会就这样当向众人行善。
So that's amazing, right? The word of God.
神的话真是奇异。
We have a question. God answered.
我们有一个问题，上帝回答了。
So it says here, life is what happens to you while you're making plans to do something else.
我的翻译是：我们的人生不会根据我们所规划的发生，而是正在进行的当中。
And we miss the opportunity.
我们就是错过了机会。
In the book of Ecclesiastes,
啊，在传道书
，it says here.
这里说到
，whoever watches the wind will not plant.
传道书第十一章第四节，看风的人必不撒种。
Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap.
望云的必不收割。
So I have friends who moved from Seattle to to the Bay Area.
我有朋友从西雅图搬到我们湾区。
So I never been to Seattle.
我没有到过西雅图。
And but what I know of Seattle is that it's always raining.
我对西雅图印象是整天都在下雨。
And there's a lot of vampires there.
那边也。
Oh, no, I just said, okay.
Vampire 在那个地方。
Okay, and so I say, what do you do? You know, it's always raining there.
我说那边整天下雨，你都做些什么呢？
Then he say, well, we just buy a raincoat.
我们就买一个雨衣啊。
And then we just go out and walk and run whatever.
就去做我们一般的事情啊。
Can you imagine that if it rains all the time, you don't want to go out?
你可以想象说，如果一直下雨，就不出去吗？
So just like here, right? Last 2 weeks was so cold.
就像这里两个礼拜前都很寒冷。
You know, you just do not want to go out anymore.
你就真的不想出门。
Buy a winter jacket.
你就买一个冬天的外衣。
And because of the coldness, we don't do anything.
因为太寒冷，我们就什么都不做了吗？
So don't waste the opportunity.
请不要浪费那个机会。
Instead of figuring out how to do good.
而去想说怎么行善。
We kind of our response is that
我们的反应应该是
how we should not do it.
我们怎么样不应该要怎么做。
Instead of saying I will do it,
与其说我要做
，you're saying how do I justify myself for not doing it?
我是怎么去证明说我不要这么为什么我不要这么做
？You see, the only excuses we have.
我们所拥有的唯一的借口。
It's the excuses that we make ourselves.
就是我们所做的借口。
No matter how good the excuse is.
不管那个借口如何的好。
Say we're asked to do something.
你被要求做一些事。
Our initial response.
我们起初的反应。
Is to find reason why we should not do it.
就是找借口为什么我们不要这么做。
And to find excuses why we should not do it.
然后找借口为什么我们要这么做。
Instead of doing good to everyone.
而我们不愿意向众人来行善。
You know what make us different from other people?
你知道我们跟别人的不同之处在哪里吗？
Because our goal is to do good for everyone.
因为我们的目标就是要向众人行善。
Look at Joseph in the Bible.
请看圣经里面的约瑟。
Joseph, you know, probably, you know, I don't know whether he's spoiled, probably spoiled by his father.
我不知道他是不是被他父亲给宠坏。
He's the favorite of the family.
他是家里面的宠儿。
Of course, all the brothers.
当然，所有的其他兄弟们。
Does not like them.
不喜欢这样子。
They know.
他们知道。
They know the father liked Joseph the most.
他们知道父亲最疼爱约瑟。
They were so jealous.
他们非常的妒忌。
They threw him into a hole.
他们把他丢在一个洞里面。
And they say, wow, throw him in the hole is a good punishment for him.
这把他丢在洞里面对他是一个很好的惩罚。
Then a trader came by.
然后一个商人过来。
Say, wow, why don't we make money out of him?
然后我们就要来赚从他身上赚钱吧。
So they sold Joseph as a slave.
他们就把约瑟为奴卖了。
Joseph was a slave for a long, long time.
约瑟做奴仆做了很长的一段时间。
Accused by his master's wife.
他被他的妻子主人的妻子控告。
He was forgotten by the people that he helped.
他那些他曾经帮助的人忘记了他。
But he never make any excuses.
可是他从来不找借口。
He continued to do good.
他继续向众人行善。
In fact, he continued to do good until he became the second person in charge of Egypt.
他行善就叫他成为埃及第二个最有能力的人。
From a slave,
从一个奴仆。
Who did not complain, make excuses,
没有找借口，没有埋怨。
Continue to do good,
继续不断的行善。
And become the second command of Egypt,
成为埃及第二号人物。
And then we also know another person called Daniel.
你也记得但以理。
You know Daniel and the lion's den?
你知道但以理跟那个狮子。
Daniel was not, you know, did not become a slave because the brother was jealous of him.
当然，约瑟故事不是因为他哥哥嫉妒他成为一个奴仆。
Daniel became a slave because of the war.
他成为一个奴仆是因为战争。
And he became a slave to the people that occupy and that exile him.
他的国家被侵犯，所以他就被人家夺去。
He did not complain or make excuses.
他同样也没有埋怨，没有找借口。
He continued to do good all the time.
他一直不断的行善。
To a point that he became also the second command of the empire.
到阶段，他也成为那个国的第二号人物。
They don't complain.
他们没有埋怨。
They don't make excuses.
他们没有找借口。
And from there, we can learn five lessons from Joseph and from Daniel.
从戴利还有约瑟身上，我们可以学到五个功课。
So the first lesson that we can learn from Joseph and Daniel.
第一个，我们可以从约瑟还有戴利身上所学到的功课。
It says here, right? I just want to show you this.
就是这里所说的。
Say, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom or night stays there couriers from the sweep.Completion of their appointed rounds.
无论风雪炎热还是晚上，都阻挡不了这些信使迅速的完成他们指定的任务。
So what he's talking about here is that they accept the inevitable interruption of life.
这里所提到就是我们必须要接受生活中不可避免的。
Does not matter whether it's snow.
不管是风雪。
Whether it rain.
不管是暴风雨。
We will complete the task.
我们会完成我们的任务。
Joseph, he can be angry because of the jealousy.
约瑟可以因为哥哥的妒忌而感到生气。
Daniel can be angry because of the war.
丹尼可以因为战争而感到愤怒。
They have every reason to be angry.
两位都有理由来生气。
They have every reason to make excuses.
他们有理由来找借口。
That their life has been interrupted.
因为他们生命被中断了。
I was so happy. I was just, you know, playing with the sheep.
我很喜乐，是跟羊一起玩耍。
And Daniel was just happy, you know, in his home.
丹尼尔在家里也很喜乐。
But their home was interrupted.
可是他们的家被袭击了。
Joseph was taken as a slave to Egypt.
约瑟被卖到以色埃及去。
And Daniel was exiled to another country.
但以理被驱逐到另外一个国家。
But yet they accepted the interruption in their life.
可是他们接受他们生命中不可避免的中断。
Now some of us want to live in a place that's always happy.
我们有些人想要一直都活在一个很快乐的地方。
So some of the time I talk to young people and ask, how are you guys doing?
我就有时候问一些年轻人，哎，你们活得怎么样啊？
Say, I'm in a happy place now.
他说我在一个很快乐的地方。
So my wife was telling me a story yesterday.
我妻子跟我分享一个故事昨天。
So he was walking by the playground here.
他在游戏场那边走行走。
And there were a few kids there, these little kids there.
有几个小孩子在那边玩耍。
They're not playing.
他们没有在玩耍。
You know what they were doing?
Your
kids. One of your kids. I don't know whose kid it is.
我不知道是谁的孩子们。
They were arguing.
他们在争吵。
They were arguing how many days they are staying here at the retreat.
他们的争吵题目是我们在这里要待多少天。
So one said, no, it's 2 days.
有一个说两天。
The other guy said 3 days.
另外一个说三天。
No, no, no. So they keep on, no, two, no, three.
没有，他们在那边争吵。
So then you know what? It's so smart. The boys, you guys have raised very smart kids here.
你们养育很聪明的孩子们。
So my wife walked past.
我的孩子，我的妻子走过。
Because my wife always feels that she's authority. You know?
我太太总是觉得她是有权威的人。
So say, why don't we ask that woman?
为什么你不要问另外一个妇女？
And so they asked my wife.
他们就问我的妻子。
They say, you know, how many days are we staying here?
他就问他们说，我妻子说，哎，我们会在这里待多少天啊？
So my wife, you know, like a teacher, she is also education degree.
我的妻子有教育学的学位。
They say, okay, we come on Friday, right?
他说我们礼拜五到，对不对？
And then we're gonna stay all Saturday, right?
我们整天在。
No, you're gonna stay all Friday, right?
整个礼拜五都在这里。
And then we're going to stay up till Saturday, right?
我们留在礼拜六，对吗？
How many days are there?
多少天呢？
3 days.
3天。
Say, oh yeah, it's 3 days.
我说哦，是三天。
And then my wife asks, "Wow, you guys want to go home now?"
我太太就问，你们现在要回家了吗？
No, I say we want to stay here as long as ever.
我们要永远站在这里。
Because they are having so much fun.
他这里非常的快乐。
They want to be in a place that is happy.
他们要在一个愉快的地方。
They do not want to be interrupted. They want to be not just 3 days. They want to be, hey, mom and dad here. They want to be the whole weekend.
他们不要被打扰，他们在整个周末都想要在这里待。
Even when, Pastor Eugene packed his bag. You guys still can stay. Because I want to stay here.
就像朱牧师走了，我们还可以继续留在这里。
Because this is a happy place.
因为这是一个愉快的地方。
And you know, this is the children. They're thinking that way.
因为小孩是有这样一个思想。
But the problem is that sometimes adults think that way also.
你知道吗？有时候我们大人也是这样的思想。
We always want things to be perfect.
因为我们一切都想要完美。
And when it's not perfect, we get so angry and so upset, right?
当事情不是完美的时候，我们感到非常的生气。
You see, I am a, you know, I have a problem with my leg. I told some of the story to the young people, right? What was wrong with my leg? Yeah, it's very, one leg is heavier, right?
有一个脚会比较重。
Yeah. And so every time I drive, I kind of,
当我开车的时候
the leg is so heavy, always go heavy. I don't know why, my right leg. So I got a few speeding tickets because of that.
我有几次已经被超速的这个罚票。
So I don't mind people, driving very fast.
我不介意别人超速。
I don't mind people cutting me off. I don't mind.
我不介意人家超我的车。
As long as you're faster than me.
只要你比我快就可以了。
But if you cut off and slow down in front of me.
如果你超速还比我慢。
You get the rage of Albert.
你就会惹我生气。
Because my lane has been interrupted.
因为我被中断了。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你如何。
When someone interrupts what you're doing, do you get upset?
当人家打扰你的时候，难道你不会感到生气吗？
I do get upset.
我也会感到很生气。
And I have to say, God.
我会说上帝啊。
Please remove that car. No.
请把那个车拿掉。
No.
那我不会。
I have to say, God, please help me. Help me, God.
上帝啊，帮助我。
Because my lane has been interrupted.
因为我的道路被人家中断了。
But Daniel and Joseph.
可是丹以理跟约瑟
，They accept what was interrupted in their life.
他们接受他们生命中的这种扰乱。
It does not matter to them.
因为对他们这个没有关系。
So sometimes when things happen to us,
有时候事情发生在我们身上的时候
，We ask why God, why?
我们会问上帝为什么
？And we shake our fists in heaven, say why?
我们会望天说神啊，为什么？
And that's a normal response from most people.
这是非常正常，对一般人来说正常的反应。
But if you can learn from Joseph and Daniel,
如果你可以从约瑟跟他们身上学习到
is that they don't get hung up with the source of the situation.
他们不会因为自己的境况而在那边恼怒。
Say, hey, if only dad treat me the same as the other brothers, I would not be in this trouble.
哦，如果我父亲对我像其他兄弟一样，我就不会惹这些麻烦。
If I'm not alone, if I stay with dad, I will not be in this trouble.
如果我跟我父亲在一起，我就不会有惹上这些麻烦。
He did not go into why and all this stuff.
他没有一直在问那边为什么，在那边挣扎。
They do not get hung up.
他们没有因此就上当。
And one of the things that we get hung up with is the regret for things that we did in the past.
形成我们常常做的事情，就是我们为我们过去所做的事情感到遗憾。
See, I'm a more introspective person.
Next slide, and I will. Yeah.
I'm more a reflective person.
他会常常去反思。
And I always think about what I've done the day before.
我常常会想我昨天做了些什么事情啊。
And sometimes I say, oh man, I shouldn't say that.
我说，哎呀，我不应该这么说话。
As a pastor.
作为一个牧师。
I remember one time I say that, you know, I say this thing, right? So some of you might be angry with me because. The person who hurt me, he left the church.
有一次我就说了一句话得罪人，那个人就离开教会。
I say, why would people buy a car that go up to 200 miles an hour in a country that is only 65 miles an hour?
就说为什么会买一部车可以开到200公里，可是这里只有65 mile?
I was naive.
我那时很天真。
Because this guy owned a sports car.
因为那个人有一个跑车。
And he was so upset for me, from about me saying that.
他为我所说的话语感到很生气。
I still remember that.
我还记得呢。
Because I regretted that.
可是我后悔了。
And those are things that sometimes we regret. It holds our life back.
因为它会防止我们往前走。
And the other thing that holds us back is the anxiety of the future.
另外一件就是会拦阻我们，就是为我们的将来感到焦虑。
So that's regret of the past.
我们会对过去感到遗憾。
And the anxiety about tomorrow.
对，为明天感到焦虑。
And you can see all these things can weigh on us.
这个会成为我们一个重担。
And when these things weigh on us, we don't see how we can do good to other people.
因为当这些成为我们重担，我们就没有办法看到说我们如何向别人来行善。
Because we are consumed by our regrets.
因为我们被我们自己的这些遗憾所吞噬。
We are being consumed by the anxiety of tomorrow.
我们为着我们的为将来的焦虑已经感到吞噬掉。
And we don't have any more energy to help other people.
我们已经没有气来帮助其他的人。
And therefore, we do not take and make use of every opportunity.
因此，我们就不会把握我们所给予的每一个机会。
And I'm sure that one way to do it.
我相信其中我们可以做的一个方法。
And especially the children know it so well, better than the parents.
特别是孩子们。
Is to let it go, let it go.
就是中文把它随它去。
My daughter is a preschool teacher.
我的女儿是学前的老师。
And you say, I got so tired of the song.
她很讨厌。中文把它翻成随他吧。
Because every day the kids will come in, let it go, let it go.
因为孩子们都会说随他吧，
let it go,
随他吧。
And you're tired. But that is so true, right? Let it go.
其实这是放手吧。
Let it go of the regrets.
放手我们的遗憾。
You know, I cannot stand here today if I did not let it go of my regret.
如果我没有放手我的遗憾，我没有办法在此站立。
If I hold on to my shame,
如果一直守住我的羞耻。
If I hold on to my guilt,
如果我羞耻我的那个内疚。
I cannot stand here today.
我没有办法在这里站立。
I have to say, God, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let you redeem me.
我会说，神啊，我愿意放手，让你来带领。
So.It's just a song, but I think it's wonderful that we should do that.
是一首歌，可是是一个美好的诗歌。
So don't get hung up about the source of situation.
真的不要因为你的情况而感到善胆。
There are always two ways of looking at it.
每件事情都有它的两面。
I was trying to, my washer broke.
我的洗衣机坏了。
You know, I turned it on.
我打开。
I saw the water coming in.
我看水有进来。
Then I left it.
然后就不工动作了。
And I went to do my own stuff.
我就去做其他的事情。
So I said, wow, the machine today is pretty fast. It already stopped.
哎，我说，哎，那个机器今天工作的很快，已经停止。
I opened it up.
我打开。
It's full of water, but it did not wash.
里面还充满了水，没有把衣服洗。
Oh, I said, oh, gotta get a washer.
哦，我说该是换一个洗衣机的时候。
So it's modern technology, right?
你知道现代的科技。
Google it. What is the best washer?
赶快去 Google 去找一下哪一个是最好的洗衣机。
I tell you, I got so exhausted.
你知道吗？我感到疲惫。
Technology is supposed to make life easy.
科技应该帮助我们生活更加的轻便。
There are 5,000 reviews on one washer, one lousy washer.
可是单单一个洗衣机就有5000个评语。
And the problem is not that everyone has the same opinion.
问题就是每一个人有不同的意见。
Someone said, "Oh, I hate it. I return it the next day."
有人说我第二天就把这洗衣机给退了。
They said, "Oh, next one said, 'Oh, I love it. We have used it for 3 years.'"
我很喜欢它，我用了3年这台洗衣机。
Who do you believe now?
我不知道谁要，我要信谁。
So we always ask, why God, why this, why that?
我们就会问，一直问神啊，为什么，为什么？
And we go around asking people how and why.
我们就问到处去问人为什么？
And all the energy is wasted there.
我们所有的力气就浪费掉了。
But what did God say? Make use of every opportunity to do good.
神告诉我们，把握每个机会向众人行善。
It's good to know why.
我们知道为什么是好的。
It's good to know why.
好，知道好是为什么？要知道为什么。
But it's good to know why.
知道为什么是好的。
I don't think so.
It's good to know why. You finish your next statement now.
Okay.
I'll make it up for the next statement.
Okay. I forgot what I'm supposed to say now. Okay. I know I need to say that, but I forgot what is after.
Let the spirit do it.
Yeah, so it's good to know why. I think sometimes we know why is good for us.
当我们知道为什么，其实对我们是有益处的。
But sometimes, you know, we cannot find out the answer, right?
可是有时候没有办法寻找到答案。
Just let it go.
就让它去吧。
Don't get hung up with it.
不要因此而上当。
And the next one that we can learn from Joseph and Daniel.
另一个我们可以向他们学习的是
is to resist.The belief, the entitlement of a good life.
就是要抵挡说拥有美好人生的这样的一个信仰。
As I wouldn't say that I do not want a good life.
我可以这么说，好像我不要一个美好人生。
I want a good life.
我要一个美好人生。
But it's not something that I'm entitled to.
不是我应该就可以拥有的。
I remember one time I was with this kid.
我有一次跟一个孩子。
And because his Mercedes broke down.
因为他的奔驰坏了。
So he's driving his dad's Camry.
他就开了他的爸爸的本田。
And then he put the key into the Camry.
他把车开动的时候。
And it did not turn.
他没有转动。
And he keep on trying, he cannot turn it.
他一直在那边尝试，可是无法开。
He was so upset.
他就感到很生气。
Say why? Why this car?
说为什么这部车子？
And you know, just the life that you know, they say I'm entitled to this life, good life.
因为他的心里面是觉得我是应该要拥有美好人生的。
And I want you to look at Jesus' disciples.
我想要你看一下耶稣的门徒。
11 of them were executed.
11位门徒殉道。
One of them was exiled to an island to break rocks.
其实就到了一个岛去。
And you look at their Jesus' own disciple.
你看看耶稣自己的门徒。
Do you consider them having a good life?
你觉得他这些门徒们有美好的人生吗？
In our imagination, it's not.
在我们的想象当中不是。
But in their life.
可是在他们生命当中。
Their life was abundant.
他们有丰盛的人生。
They may be in prison.
他们可能在监狱的里面。
Yet they have a heart to praise God.
可是他们有心要来赞美上帝。
They may be exiled.
他们可能被驱逐。
They can continue to serve with joy.
可是可以开喜乐的服事。
Because that is something that people cannot take away from you.
因为是没有人可以从他们身上拿掉的。
Your joy and your peace, no one can take that away.
就是你的喜乐跟平安是没有人可以从你身上夺去的。
The salvation from God, no one can take that away from you.
神给你的救恩不是任何人可以从你身上拿去的。
They may not have the things of the world.
他们没有世上所拥有的。
But they have every riches of heaven.
他却有天上的一些财宝。
So one of the things that my prayer.
我的祷告之一。
One of my favorite prayer in the Bible.
我很喜欢的一个祷告之一。
It's two things that I ask of you, God.
就是在箴言三十章第七节，就是我求你两件事。
Do not refuse me before I die.
在我未死之前，不要不赐给我。
Keep falsehood and lies far from me.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我。
Give me neither poverty nor riches.
使我也不贫穷，也不富足。
But give me only my daily bread.
赐给我需用的饮食。
Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you.
恐怕我饱足不认识你。
And say, who is the Lord?
说耶和华是谁呢？
Or I may become poor and steal.
又害怕我偷窃，我贫穷就偷窃。
And so dishonor the name of my God.
以致亵渎我神的名。
And this is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
And you know, it doesn't mean that I do not want to be rich.
不是说我不想富有。
But I understand that I'm not entitled to the things of the world.
其实不是理所当然我可以拥有这些东西。
I've learned to be happy where I am.
我学习在我所的处境里面喜乐。
Remember last yesterday at the workshop, I talked about how Jesus mentioned that it's so much harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
我在昨天的讲座讲到说，为什么有钱的人很难进天国
？And sometimes it's because of that. When we become so rich, we forgot about God.
就是因为当我们富有的时候，我们就忘记上帝。
So the other poem that I find that's very interesting to me is this poem here.
对我觉得很有趣的就是这里的一个小诗。
That enough happiness to keep you sweet.
足够的喜乐让我可以觉得温暖。
Enough trials to keep you strong.
足够的试炼让我觉得刚强。
Enough hope to keep you happy.
Sorrow?
Enough hope to keep you happy.
让我有足够的盼望使我仍然喜乐。
Enough failure to keep you humble.
足够的失败让我觉得谦卑。
Enough success to keep you eager.
足够的成功让我觉得殷勤。
Enough friends to give you comfort.
足够的朋友让我觉得有温暖。
Enough wealth to meet your needs.
足够的财富能够满足我的需要。
Enough enthusiasm to make you look forward to tomorrow.
足够的热情让我盼望明天的到来。
Enough determination to make each day better than the day before.
足够的决心让我今天过得比明昨天更好。
We are all called to live wisely.
我们被呼召来过智慧的人生。
We only have so much time to do it.
我们只有有限的时间来完成这件事。
So therefore, we have to make use of every opportunity.
因此，我们要把握每一个机会。
As we go back to the verse,
当我们回到那段经文的时候
，of Daniel and Joseph,
讲到但以理还有约瑟。
Daniel and Joseph did not blame anyone.
但以理跟约瑟没有怪任何人。
Remember when the brothers came back to Joseph?
你记得当约瑟的哥哥们回来以后
？They were so afraid of Joseph. Now, because Joseph is the prime minister of Egypt now.
因为现在那个约瑟已经是宰相了，他们很害怕。
Because they were the one that threw him in and sold him as a slave.
因为是他们把他卖为奴的。
But what did Joseph say?
约瑟如何说呢
？You meant it for evil.
你原本要向我行恶
，But God meant it for good.
可是神却其实要向我行善。
Does not matter what happened to him. He knew that God was in control.
不管发生什么事，约瑟知道神掌管万物。
Resist blaming others for the problem we face.
所以我们也要抵制责怪别人我们的境况。
Because normally that's what we do. We normally don't look at ourselves. We look at other people. What's the problem? We always blame someone else.
我们常常面对我们的问题时，我们都会怪别人。
So I was driving along. Sorry, what time? Huh? Ten. I know.
还有多少时间
？How much time? 10:30. But how much more time?
5 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay.
还有三分钟。3 minutes.
3 minutes. I had to travel to New York City.
他必须要到纽约去。
I was driving because I have to drive every now and then to New York City.
因为我常常要开车到纽约市去。
So I was driving along George Washington Bridge.
他在 George Washington 那河里面那边附近。
So I hear a sound.
我听到一个声音。
I said, "Wow, you know, this is not right. The sound."
这好像声音不寻常。
I say it's not my car.
好像不是我出于我的车子。
Must be the car next to mine.
可能是我旁边的车子吧。
Then I look at the car.
我看向他望一下。
Hey, that is a Mercedes.
其实那个是个奔驰。
Looks like a brand new Mercedes.
好像是全新的奔驰。
Mine is an old Hyundai.
我的是旧的那个韩国车。
But why is it? I feel that the noise come from that car, it's not my car.
可是为什么声音是从他那边过来，而不是我的车子呢
？I say, probably is my car now.
可能是我的车子吧。
Because I was blaming them. It was their car, right?
我在那边埋怨说，这他的车吧。
You know, George Washington Bridge is make a matter.
你看那边那个桥是铁的。
Then you can hear the sound.
你可以很清楚听到那个声音。
And so I passed, you know, past the bridge.
我过了那个桥。
I said, "What's going on?" So I pulled
aside. 我到底发生什么事啊？我
know, the bridge, you know,
停在旁边。
If you live in New York City, you know that you cannot pull over the bridge right away. Go drive somewhere.
Yeah, 你不可以马上停在桥旁边。你要走一段路。
You have to exit and then go to a place and find out what happened.
你要出来，然后找一个地方安全的停下来。
So I go and I park the car.
我就过了，然后停下，把车停好。
Then I looked underneath my car.
我就往我车子下面瞧一下。
Guess what? My muffler.
我看到我的那个
muffler 在那边
悬挂着。
My muffler was hanging. Yeah.
隐形那个地方。
So, how many people would play golf here?
这里有谁打高尔夫球
？Yeah. Okay, a few of you.
有几位
？So I opened my trunk.
我就打开了我的后窗。
I said, should I use an iron or a wood to knock out the marble?
我可能要一个铁锤把它碎掉。
You know, those who do not play golf, you can use a wood or you can use an iron to hit the ball, right?
如果没有玩高尔夫球，你知道吗？可以用铁来这样。
One can hit further and one can hit shorter.
如果我把它踢得够远的话。
So I went into my trunk and said, wow, should I use my wood or should I use my iron?
我说要用木还是要用铁呢
？To hit the marble out.
来打那个 marble。
But the first reaction I have was I blame the other car. I say, hey, the noise is from the other car.
我第一个反应是责怪隔壁的车，车声应该是从隔壁车来的。
And I think that's something that we need to resist is to blame other people.
我们就是要来学习抵制这样的一个想法。
What happened when God called Adam?
当神呼召亚当的时候。
What did Adam say?
亚当怎么说呢？
That's the woman. The woman
是那个女人做的，是她把东西给我。
It starts from the very beginning, right?
从起初就这样子。
We always push the blame to other people.
因为我们把责任推卸到别人身上。
And remember, the last thing that we can learn from Daniel and
请记得最后我们可以从这两位身上所学到的
Daniel and Joseph,
从约瑟还有但以理
is that to rememberGod want to use us in a grander way than we ever dreamed of being used.
就是神要用更宏大的方式来使用我们，超过我们所能想象的。
Because God wants you to use every opportunity.
因为神要使用每一个机会。
Every opportunity to do good.
每一个机会来行善。
Not just one situation.
而不是在一个情形而已。
Every circumstances and every situation.
各种各样一个情况的里面。
Do good to everyone.
向众人行善
especially to those you know.
特别是你所认识的人
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Father, I want to give thanks for your words.
天父，我要为你的话来向你感谢
Full of inspiration and full of wisdom.
因为你的话充满了智慧
May your words change the life of people here.
愿你的话来改变这里每一位弟兄姐妹
And I trust that God, you will do that.
我深信你会如此行
For I pray in Jesus' name.
因为我是奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.